The end of the campaigning has come, and a legionary priest lies nobly dead. Now at last he is confirmed in legionary service. Through all eternity, he will be a legionary, for the legion has shaped that eternity for him. It has been the fiber and the mold of his spiritual life. These words, written by Frank Duff in our Legion Handbook in the chapter on the souls of our departed legionaries, I think can really be applied to our dear friend, our spiritual director, Father Francis Landacki, for whom we offer this holy mass tonight, this beautiful mass of Our Lady, Queen of Apostles, because the end of his campaigning has come, and he lies nobly dead. And he is confirmed in legionary service. For all eternity, he will be a legionary, because it says the legion has shaped his eternity, and it's been the very fiber and the mold of his spiritual life. When we look at the life of Father Landacki, we go back to when he was a seminarian. Here he was, a young, unsuspecting seminarian, just happened to be walking into the Catholic shop in the summer of 1960. He was a seminarian at St. Charles Seminary in Philadelphia. And he walked in the Catholic shop, probably to buy some Catholic books or a rosary. And there, Mary Pefley gave him a card and asked him to join the Legion of Mary. Sometimes people say yes, sometimes they say no. And then sometimes even the ones that say yes, some of them stay a few years and leave. But here, the seed was planted, and it produced 30, 60, and 100-fold, as Scripture says. That changed his life. He would never be the same after that. He joined the Presidium there, the Comforter of the Afflicted, and his first work was the visitation of the Norristown State Hospital. He was ordained a year after that, May 13, 1961, the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. And isn't that beautiful? This Our Lady chose him to be ordained on that special day, May 13th. Father would then remain a faithful Legion spiritual director during his entire 55 years in the priesthood. For 30 years, almost 30 years, he was the spiritual director of the Norristown Junior Curia. What an important work that is, because again, to take care of the juniors, and think of how many vocations and marriages came out of that junior curia. The Father was so faithful in directing the juniors all those years. It kept them young. And then he became the assistant director of the Philadelphia Synodus, helping Monsignor Falls, another very holy, wise Legion priest. And for 12 years, he was the assistant spiritual director of the Synodus. And then, after Monsignor Falls retired, he became the spiritual director of the Synodus for 15 more years. So 27 years as the assistant or the main spiritual director of the Philadelphia Synodus. His allocutios were brilliant. They were written up and then sent to all the councils in the territory of Pennsylvania and New Jersey and the other territories of the Philadelphia Synodus. And then in 2013, he became the spiritual director of the Norristown Comitium for the last 3 years. Even up to the week of his death, he was a very active Legion spiritual director of not only the Comitium, but also of two Norristown Presidia, Mary Hope for the Future and Mary Mother of Mankind. Also during his time as a priest and his Legion involvement took him all over the United States and even to Canada and Ireland on what was called Vacationing for Christ. Vacationing for Christ was when a group of legionaries, mostly from Philadelphia, but some from other parts of the country, would get together and they would travel and visit perhaps 10 different cities in 10 days. And they'd spend perhaps 2 weeks going from, let's say, Texas to Louisiana, or Colorado to Seattle, or New York to Florida, or up into Canada. And every night they would gather with legionaries, and they would have a meal with the legionaries, get to know them, and then they would put on a Legion operetta, an enjoyable evening of music and stories and skits to help build Legion spirit. And Father Lindaki went on almost every one of these in the 1970s and 80s. In fact, on one occasion, he had the opportunity to sleep in the bishop's suite in Baltimore. And my dad always teased him that that morning at breakfast, Father came down with a little red line across his forehead, and my dad said he probably wore the bishop's mitre all night. But they went on these trips even to Ireland. And then Father Lindaki also went on a number of PPCs, Peregrinatio Pro Christo, where they would go and evangelize in different parts of the country like North Carolina or Georgia. Father, of course, is very well known for his book, Insights of a Legion of Mary Priest. This book is a masterpiece. When you read this book, it contains so much wisdom. Father was a very deep thinker. He would always, meditate and dwell upon the Legion theology and philosophy and the Legion system, and he would come up with amazing insights. So that book really is a masterpiece, an invaluable supplement to our Legion of Mary handbook. So when we think of Father's life and reflecting upon him, I think, in my opinion, he was the ideal Legion spiritual director. He really embodied the spirit of the Legion of Mary, which the handbook says is the spirit of Mary herself. The handbook says, the spirit of the Legion of Mary is that of Mary herself. Especially does the Legion aspire after, and it then lists the 10 principal virtues of our Blessed Mother, found in the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. When you hear this litany of these 10 qualities of Our Lady, think of Father Lindaki. He lived these qualities, these virtues: profound humility, perfect obedience, angelical sweetness, continual prayer, universal mortification, spotless purity, heroic patience, heavenly wisdom, self-sacrificing, courageous love of God, and above all, faith, the virtue which was found in Our Lady in the utmost extent and never equaled. Father Lindaki was a priest for 55 years. That was his vocation. But in that vocation, he had a special vocation to be a Legion priest, a Legion spiritual director. And he took that vocation very seriously by studying and living the spirit and the Legion system. He was a Praetorian member, which of course meant he would say Mass, receive communion faithfully. He kept the Eucharist, Our Lord, and the Most Blessed Sacrament at the very center of his spiritual life through daily Mass and Holy Communion. He also, of course, prayed the Rosary every day, meditating upon the life of Christ and our Blessed Mother. He would pray the Legion prayers each day, the opening prayers, the catena, the concluding prayers, as part of his spiritual life. He was a faithful Praetorian member, something that perhaps all of us could consider as well, becoming a Praetorian member of the Legion. If you really want to deepen your spiritual life, become a Praetorian member. And then Father really delved into the true devotion to our Blessed Mother, the consecration. He read and studied the life and writings of St. Louis de Montfort and often talked about them in his allocutios and Legion talks and retreats. The handbook says that the two main doctrines of the Legion are built upon Mary's motherhood of souls and the mystical body of Christ. Franciscus said these are like the two bedrock foundational doctrines of the Legion: Mary's motherhood of souls, that Mary is the mother of each one of us, and that Jesus is truly present in all of us because of the teaching of the mystical body of Christ. And in reflecting upon Father's life, in looking through the Legion handbook, I was trying to look at what qualities does it say that the Legionary of Mary should have. And in writing these down, I noticed that Father Lindaki really imbues the spirit of the Legion of Mary. The handbook talks about legionaries should strive for holiness, which Father certainly did. Legionaries should be known for their gentleness and their kindness. They should be men and women of perseverance. And notice Father persevered in his vocation and in his legion dedication. Legionaries are called to be loyal. Father was certainly loyal to the teachings of the church and to the legion system. Legionaries are called to be faithful, faithful Catholics and faithful to the legion. Legionaries are called to have discipline, which Father certainly had. We're called to be men and women of prayer. We're called to be obedient. We're called to develop the virtue of humility. And if I would say if there was one virtue that really was present in Father Landacki, it was his humility. It was his humility. Legionaries are called to be filled with charity. And then, of course, to have a strong faith and a willingness to serve. When you look through the handbook, you'll see those are the qualities of what the handbook and what the Legion wants us to be. And lastly, I would say, in my opinion, Father was gifted by great wisdom and counsel and prudence. As a spiritual director, he was very gifted to really think very clearly. He was a brilliant person, and to be able to really give wonderful advice and counsel to all of us in the Legion. And of course, his great sense of humor. Father had a wonderful sense of humor, which came through very often, as you see in the program. You see him doing his John Wayne imitation. The handbook concludes by saying about the Legion priest, priests must be one with Christ in every possible respect. Christ found it necessary to form a spiritual body for himself. The priest should do the same. He should form for himself members who are one with him. Unless a priest has living members formed by him, united with him, his work will be reduced to a negligible dimension. He will be isolated and helpless. Yes, Father Landacki was a blessing to us, but the Legion was a blessing to him. Without the Legion, perhaps he would have been isolated and helpless. The Legion gave him an outreach. The Legion gave him an opportunity to save countless souls all throughout the country through his writings and his retreats and his days of recollections and the PPCs and the vacationing for Christ. The Legion transformed his priesthood. Yes, he was such a great blessing to us, but the Legion was such a great blessing to him. We became his living members. We were formed by him. We were united with him. And then Canon Ripley says, moreover, the priest himself will be left deprived by virtue of the fact that though it is the mission of the head to minister life to the body, it is no less a fact that the head lives by the life of the body. It was a mutual blessing for him and for us. And then he says, the priest who does not comprehend this law of priestly mission will go through life realizing only a fraction of his power, whereas it is his true destiny in Christ to measure the horizons. And that's what Father Landacki did. He measured the horizons with the Legion of Mary as his spiritual way of life. And so tonight we pray for him. We know that the Lord said to him when he died, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Father's house. And tonight we pray for him as we say, eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. And let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.